I was listening to our station talking about 99.3 FM in Lagos, Nigeria Info in Lagos. Wemimo had a guest this morning on the Morning Crossfire, and they were talking interestingly about River State. They were talking about Port Harcourt. They were talking about the suit and the clampdown on illegal bunkering, illegal refining. Now that's our conversation as well. It's interesting to note that now it seems as though a lot of people around the country are beginning to pay attention to what has been going on here for a long time. Now, the chairman of Nigeria Environmental Society, NES, Dr. Kingsley Owogwidi, commended the recent clampdown on illegal refineries in the state, right, by the state government. Now, in an interview, he encouraged the efforts of the state so far in fighting the suit. Now, let's quickly take a listen to what he said and we'll get to our conversation.
The action is commendable, hoping that it's going to yield a positive result, because that suit issue has been a source of concern to all of us. Because as long as you live in River State, you breathe the air. It's not about whether you are big or small or old or young. If that will stop the suit completely or reduce it to the barest minimum, that is commendable. To suggest to do at this point is to encourage the governor to clamp down properly on these people.
So, he's happy. Now, interestingly, Wemimo's guest this morning made comments that for a long time in River State, that a lot of people have been consuming products directly from this artisanal refining. Not just kerosene that we've been talking about, but even petrol. Yes, PMS, Prime Motor Spirit, has been refined, and that's what is being keeping the market or the economy in this region active. Now, a lot of people don't quite agree with that, because if you speak to the IPMAN reps, they'll tell you, hey, look, we buy from depots who also bring the progress from Lagos is imported. NNPC is the sole importer. So we buy from there and then we distribute. We, as it were, are part of the chain supply, the official chain supply, right, that we have in this country. But you see, my question is this morning, are the crude oil suppliers themselves being targeted by this clampdown? Because the guest on Wemimo's show this morning, Morning Crossfire in Lagos, said, look, there are people whose job it is to vandalize the pipeline. They have to get paid. Then there's also an individual who will be in charge of keeping the wellhead secure. That person has to be paid. Then there are people whose job it is to just buy only the crude. They don't care how it's being refined. They don't even want to know. But their job is, look, I'm going to provide you with the crude oil. You can drink it. You can put it in your backyard. Whatever it is you want to do, that is your flipping business. My business is to get you this crude. Now, this is our port of call. The governor, Yesu Wike, has told all the local government chairman, close down all illegal refineries, pursue them, get them, bring them to justice. Anybody that is found, name them and shame them. But last week, and in fact, in the past 2 weeks, a lot of people have been saying, hey, look, most of these pursuits, most of these clampdowns, seemingly are only targeting the middlemen. Those who are buying, those who are retailing, those who are transporting these illegally refined products. What about those who go and get the crude, who steal them? Because as far as I know, it's not sold in Rumokoro Market. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. Fasten your seatbelts. Let's get to hear from you this morning, where Port Harcourt talks. Please be advised, do turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in. Do turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in. 9-3-3, hello Port Harcourt, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, welcome.
This is Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
Thank you for this particular topic you raised this morning. Because this is the other side of the conversation we have never even discussed or even considered at all. This other department, let me use the word, a department, is one of the most lucrative and most risk and dangerous of it all. The pipeline might be in your studio. They will run some pipe up till Rumokoro, that is where you see the valve.
I was explaining this to somebody yesterday. iVox. Now, if we don't go down to monitor the pipes accordingly, the way it should be done, we have a serious problem. These guys are so equipped and they have international connections. There are some badges up in the sea right now. What they do is just take this product, they sell to them. And that is where the exchange of arms is being done. Give us crude, we give you arms. This profile of Volcrity is very deep. It's beyond us talking on radio. Most of these, oh my goodness me, high-ranking military officers, that is where they involve.
Okay, now Zion, remember about 3 weeks ago, if not last month, you know, a lot of people have made comments about the complicit nature of the security forces from the military, paramilitary, and even the police force in this particular part of Nigeria. Now, this is for many the fulcrum of the issue. Those who somehow go and get the crude, because the pipelines are not in Rumokoro Junction. They are not in Amasoma Street or the roundabouts leading to Engene. All of these pipelines are within the hinterlands. So who are these people who go there, and how do we stop them? The clampdown here is on the middlemen. Is this going to be enough? How do we pursue it's those people?
What do we do now? It always also, to where I went to first of all, negotiation.
Negotiate with people who are stealing?
Who are stealing?
Once again, I don't know about you, but I don't think there's any shop, right, anywhere within the market environs in River State or Bayelsa or Delta State where you can walk in and knock at the door. Please, I want to buy crude oil. I don't know. If you do, please do well to tell us, share with us that information. Do well, tell us, right? Because if they're not buying it from legal places, that means anywhere that they are sourcing it from likely is illegal. Good morning to you, Jude. Do you know, as I speak with you now, trucks are still loading crude oil out of River State down to, is it just crude oil now or refined products? Is it just crude oil or refined product? Let's be very clear. This is a very convoluted, it's a very complex and complicated problem. So, the artisanal dump sites, the illegal refining dump sites, are being clamped down as we speak. For the past 2 weeks, it's been literally a back-to-back report in Port Harcourt, in parts of River State. But if I'm to take any of these stories, and some of them seem to be credible, if you've been paying attention, that the activities are still going on. So, who are those who are going to the pipelines? Where are they? How come we don't get to hear about them? What's the plan to pursue, prosecute those individuals? 93.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Jude. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
This is Chelsea Postomodico calling for the record.
Welcome.
Somebody said negotiation. This refiner, illegal bunker or whatever, if that is not illegal, would they be stealing every time? If they are transporting their crude from here to here, they will take to police. If you are doing a legal job, will you be taking police in every move or in every take? They say to police, so they will not put them down. They always say to police. So that means that is illegal. If I'm doing a legal job, I don't need to give police money. I don't need to bribe them, except I want a dash. Except I'm giving it willingly. That is illegal. It's an illegal job. And have you seen these people where they're spending money? They lavish money because they believe they have another one coming in tomorrow.
So
they lavish money, they don't need.
Hold on.
You meet these kind of people in the bar. They behave like crude workers. They will shut down that bar. They will buy all your drinks. They will carry women here and there. That is illegal job. So if somebody is telling me that you should negotiate with them or call them to this thing, I don't understand that negotiation. That is illegal job.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. This is about 1 minute and 30 seconds. Just about up. Follow us on social media, Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. And also on Facebook, you'll find us as well. Facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. This morning, our conversation is yet again on these illegal bunkering at Disney refining. My question is, those who supply the crude, is this clamped down by the state government and local government? Is it also targeting those individuals? Or are we just, you know, okay, are we fine with just, you know, getting the middlemen, those who are either refining? I remember the very sad story from last year of the man who granted an interview after his son had died during the process of cracking, what do you now call cooking, right? And his comments were, the government should come and remove them. They are forcing the boys to do it. So that means you have a group of people whose job it is to only, in quotes, cook the poor fire. And you have those whose job it is to supply. The question is, what about those who are supplying, those who are going to the pipelines, those who seemingly are tapping the nation's resources illegally, aka stealing? They have people who go to the hinterlands to open valves and load directly into trucks. Really? Good morning, Jude. A gift here. This is to tell you that the government is not fighting illegal bunkering. The government is fighting the retailers, because the main source has the support of the government officials and security agencies. The governor is telling traditional rulers to fight oil bunkering in their domain. How does he expect them to fight oil bunkering when, with their walking stick and their caps, when the bunkers are armed and the security agents are interested in collecting their own profit? If you give them information, they will leak to the bunkerers. Does the governor want to endanger the lives of the traditional rulers? If the governor goes to the north, he lays down and worship the Emir Rili and the chiefs. But if he comes to River State, he wants to threaten our chiefs and traditional rulers like hamburgers. Interesting. All right, if mining of gold, limestone, and other mineral resources are legal, why the Niger Delta case is different? Until we treat everyone equal, the crime will not stop. Maxwell. All right, let's go for a commercial, our first commercial for this morning. When we come back, more conversations on this very complicated issue. Hello, Port Harcourt. My name is Jude.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
So, it's 29 minutes now, 30 minutes gone past the hour, 9:30. It is your conversation station right here, 92.3 Nigeria Info, broadcasting live from the city of Port Harcourt. Now, our first conversation this morning is about the clampdown of artisanal refineries, illegal artisanal refineries, I have to add, here in River State. It has become the capital city. It has become the nerve center for illegally refined products in the region, if not indeed in the country, bar none. It seems as though the statistics that we get to hear and the reports give credence to that. In one community, it's been said that over 70 sites have been found. You can't believe that. Over 70 sites. But the big question for us this morning is not just those who are, in quotes, cooking, who are carrying out the fractional distillation of these products. The question is, those who are supplying them with the crude, is this clampdown going to track them? Is this clampdown going to bring them to light? Is this clampdown going to bring them to book or to justice? My name is Jude. This is Hello Port Harcourt.
This is 92.3 Nigeria Info, the only place where talk is not cheap.
All right, so we're giving you 1 minute and 30 seconds. 0179230002, 0179230003, 0817923007. And the female caller line is 0817923009. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
This is Mr. Best calling from Uniport.
Welcome, Best.
Yeah, according to your question, the manner and the pattern in which this fat and the fat to eliminate the oil theft and all the rest is not targeted at those settings. It's only targeted at the middlemen. And as far as I'm concerned, those persons will never be brought to landline because the fat is not targeted at them. Well, okay, now you want to fight fire. You have to fight fire for the beast. But what we are concerned about is the food. So we want to eliminate the food. So not to, don't eradicate the oil chest. So as far as I'm concerned, they will never be brought to land. Plus, a different pattern is a
grease. Yes.
A different pattern is a grease. Then they can be brought to land. But for now, they will never be brought to land because this is big time business. You go to the offshore, the people loading tankers, the people loading vessels. These are
our crew
that they are stealing. And nobody talk about it.
Did you just say vessels?
Up, that's why we are all complaining, and that's the problem.
Did you just say vessels?
All those hierarchy personnel that are involved in this oil theft, and they make billions out of it, and they will never stop it until a different approach is agreed. For now, they are not targeted. They will never be brought to Lala. Thank you. This is Lala.
Thank you very much. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
This is Pastor Desidio Bakolis.
Welcome.
Please, my contribution to this matter is this. What's happening in Nigeria is from government, not from individual, which everybody knows. All right?
Okay, go on.
Business of country is business of rich men, not poor men. So the people suffering from this business is the poor people, the ones carrying out with the motorcycle. White tankers are not everyday going to their different destination. So, secondly, our government is also helping the media. They only consider their family and the rest for that. So, they should allow both of us to go on.
They should allow both of us to go on to kill people?
Yes, it should go on. Whoever wants to die should go there and die.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, that doesn't fit in with the science that we have to continue to, as it were, degrade and devalue the environment. I think a lot of people are not paying attention to the long-term effects. Let's leave the health factors, whether you come down with a cancer or you come down with a lung malignancy or whatever it is. Let's talk about how you can feed in the next 5 or 10 years. Because if this continues at this rate, it means that the local fishermen will no longer become fishermen. They'll probably become street hawkers. That means the price of the food that people are just barely holding on to this day will not be made available. Go to the market. A tin of crayfish that we used to buy 100 naira last year is now being sold at 200. In some places, 250 naira for a tin of crayfish. And you have to ask the question, what's going on? Is it COVID? And then you know, the rivers are polluted. They put this thing, and look, it's a very, very terrible cycle of events, right? A chain of events. So the byproducts and sometimes the crude itself is being thrown into the waters. Even those who are meant to, as it were, dismantle these illegal refineries are not doing the right thing. They pour, sometimes burn this crude or whatever, and they let the byproducts into the rivers, into those streams, into those mangroves. Don't forget, rivers that is a mangroves, it has brackish water. So sometimes it's salty, sometimes it's fresh. The water gets into that cycle. Guess what? It goes back into the ocean. If it gets to the ocean, the fish are going to get the taste of it. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this is crude oil. It kills. They die. You don't have fish. You Have you noticed that the fish that is being sold in the market these days is getting smaller? No. It's not everybody should come and die. This is happening right now. Right now. Management 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm John.
Good morning, John.
Okay, Joe, if you look at politically the whole issue, you know that it's a systematic failure. Systematic failure in the sense that we are looking at the health of the people. What is the environmental impact of this bonfire or whatever they call it, on the health of we that are living in Port Harcourt? Also, we also look at the hunger. There is hunger.
Hunger.
Hunger is real. I'm telling you, hunger is real. If you go to the market now, you cannot buy tomato again. Tomato that is not farmed in Port Harcourt. Before you bring tomato to my three market or to Sangana or to one of these markets, you will discover that the taxes you are going to pay to upload those tomatoes, it's more than the money you use to buy it in Taraba or Adamawa. So we have to look at this issue holistically. Now you don't want these people to do this, their illegal business. And you as the governor, as the commissioner, as local government chairman, you are doing an illegal policies that are affecting the life of the people. Who are those places that are constituting this agboro or the road? Produce. You pay for produce. It's the local government chairman and the governor. People have not. We can no longer eat food. I don't want them to see. You are the chief. You are the criminal here, and you want to stop them. I believe. Let me tell you, where I work, they use completely full fire diesel to run. They don't use paper line. As of last week, I saw that they supplied full fire to the company. So where did they start with those products? And I have a police station very close to that place. Every policeman wants to come to Port Harcourt. Every Nigerian army or navy wants to come to River State. And mind you, those people that are doing this police, this normal recruitment, are people that are from a poor background. So they want to do everything humanly possible to upgrade the life of their family.
Fine, but once again, we keep making this narrative that, it's because of hunger. So my question is, if now they continue and the entire environment is become inhabitable, what would they eat? Their hair?
Well, the issue is, these policies and this government program is eating us directly, immediately. We are facing the consequence and the repercussions. I am not supporting them. What I'm saying is, bring a program that those guys that are even doing those things, their life are not safe. If you want to conscientize them from not going to that place, what are you giving them to do in the other hand?
Quick. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning, my brother. All right, Jeff, promise for room of the man.
Welcome, promise.
Okay, I think there is need for these boys to stop this bonfire thing. I have heard people saying they should continue. Whoever wants to die should die. No, one person, we will take the cause of one person and all die in this state. It's not because of one man's quest. Then we all should die. No, it's uncalled for. And you don't have a job. You don't have anything doing. It's not a yardstick for you to kill people. It does not necessarily mean that you carry gun and come out in the street before you kill people. That suit of a thing you're causing is killing people. I think the weather is now a little bit fair. I came out this morning and I used my white tanky to checkmate my nostrils again. I think the difference is clear now. So we won't die because of one person's quest and so on. And they should also know that it is not the responsibility of the governor alone to create jobs. Most of these persons are perpetrating this act. Some of them are not from this state. They have governors in their state. So they should not come and be disturbing Governor Wike. They should go to their own state and ask their governor for jobs. not to come here and be disturbing the governor for job and everything. Create job for yourself. As I am now, I know I am doing something else. Even if I have not been employed by the government or the Wiki has not given job, that does not mean I should go about killing people. I am managing with the little one I have. I am managing with what I have. There are little petty business you can be doing. So why be stopping the governor? Some of them are not from this state. They come here and perpetrate crimes, carry out crimes, killing people. And you're coming here blaming the governor. Most of them are from different states. They should go to their states and tell their governor to job for them. Thank you. I just promise from Rumor the Man.
Well, thank you very much. Promise 93, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Mr. Jude.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Sorry I called back. Chelsea for some musical. Have you heard what a caller called and said? Anybody that wants to die, you can't die. Because you're doing your own job. So anybody can die. It doesn't matter. It doesn't confine you. Anybody should go and die. I suppose the last caller. So many of them are not from this state.
But it doesn't matter if they are from this state or not.
It doesn't matter, yes. But if their own state is good, they won't come to this state. If their own state is too good, they will go to their state and look for jobs in their state. Should their state have governors? Why didn't they go to their own state and look for their own for jobs there? Some of them come here and do this job here. They are calling Wiki here and there. Wiki should provide jobs. In as much as I want him to also provide or kill that accusation for the youth. Now, you said something about a man who said his son died that he was forced. Nobody is being forced. I'm a young man also. I'm not forced. I told myself that this was, even if they are paying $2 million, I will never do it. I'm from Bonny Island. I said, if they are paying $2 million for this job, I will never do it. I have read the story of a young man. They were transporting products from here to this on the site. They saw the sighted navy. Every other person from the boat jumped inside the water. This young man knew he cannot swim. He also jumped inside the water. Who will save him? Is he an angel? Why didn't he allow the army to arrest him? But he jumped inside the water when he knows he cannot swim. If that work is a legal job, will he see an army around? Me, I cannot see navy or whatever around. If my hand is clean. When staff are doing all these things that they are doing, one day they called me because I was sitting on the car. I'm a young man, I have no distance here. I went to them, they said, I'm calling you, you're working this thing, sluggishly. I went to them, I was smiling. They touched me, they saw nothing on me, and they let me go. So if you're doing a clean job, if you're a clean person, nobody, you will not see police around. But if they see police, they see army, they see any uniform person, even the brigade that they will run. So if you're doing a clean job, you will not run. So look at what a man, if somebody calls, anybody that wants to die should go and die because you're doing a clean fire job. You're paying yourself, then the rest of the people should die. See, you can see how some people reason.
It is a call for concern, it truly is. But then again, people only go as far as they know how to. Now, let's get to messages now. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Our next conversation will be taken from the newspapers. This time around, Olusegun Obasanjo is going to be my highlighter. There's a bedrock to the conversation, so you need to stay tuned. From 5 minutes past 10, this morning, we will be talking about elder statesmen. 9213, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Concerning this fire, like the last two corners have said, do you see that the major dealers or major marketers of this fire are not from the state? Is that the advantage of? So they always say that it's a rat in the house, that the rat in the bush, they come, that meet in the house. We can see the major people that perpetrate this thing are not from the state. Some of them, maybe during that little Ikoku or Ubu something, they now switch over to this profile. And some too, they are just biased that the governor did this in Transamade. It's cut our business. They are not doing it to survive. They are doing it just to cause problems in the state. Let me tell you, Jude, There's nobody that don't have a job. I know some of them that can use mobile business. From what I understand, my investigation too, anybody that enter this profile business, only 1 or 2 weeks will make money to start up something. If you want to really, because of hunger or job. Mm. Most of them make about 300,000 to 400,000 naira a week, or even a day. Because by the time they cook this profile and they sell it, they only realize, but what is, why do you see them? In hotel, in joint, women, squander the money. Money is coming. Somebody can start business with 1,500,000. And most of them have gotten that money. I'm telling you the truth. So they squander it like they put in that song. And then blame government for this thing. Nobody will enter that profile from what I understand. 1 week or two, they will not realize a money that start up something for life. But you see, they squander the money with the women. And then they will say that there is no job, no job. Even if they give you a job and they pay you that money, you don't have a life of prudence. You cannot even survive with it.
So you can't survive with it. But why still go on? 19.3, good morning.
When I call back.
Good morning. What's your name, please?
Please, my brother, we should tell ourselves the truth. Because no one is a kid again.
Please, turn off your radio set, please. Turn off your radio set, please.
All right. Hello,
can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you, please.
All right, I mean, we should tell ourselves the truth. Meaning, as I said for the first time, our government does remember us year after year. No job opportunity. Even to give us common law, common right that we deserve, we don't have it. In this country called Nigeria, law only holds poor man. Law doesn't hold rich man. If you come for this bonfire, my brother, go to sea, go on top of high sea, and you see what's called bonfire. You see how many bars, according to what they call it, how many bars that high rank officers sticks out to foreign country on top of sea, not even from land. So the real people doing this bonfire business is not this one carrying from moto and motorcycle.
It's the ones that bring the crew. That's what we are looking for. So is this clampdown targeting those individuals? And if it's not, so what needs to be done? Both at the state, federal, local levels. The whole chain of profile businesses is illegality, starting from stealing of the crude. If you negotiate with them, we must negotiate with armed robbers and kidnappers. That's Austin. Jude, this order to fight illegal refining is good, as customs officials go to my one market to arrest those people that sell foreign rice and never block the source at which it enters the market, like Borders. It is effortless. For this thing to be minimized, it will be total collaboration with the oil companies, pipeline surveillance, government, traditional rulers, CDC, youth leaders, and all the security departments, because it goes beyond illegal refining. It is a serious cartel work, both local and foreign collaborators. That's from Joe. Please, yesterday the suit was very unbearable, and when we asked, they said the law enforcement agents burned down some illegal refineries. Please, the government should advise them to take another measure other than burning them down, because this is hazardous and can be harmful to human life. Okere, hand me with that one. Melody in Uniport says, I will ask this question again. What is the alternative for these skilled profile boys? Are we aware that most of these boys are also highly skilled in the use of the gun? For me, it's not about destroying the profile, it's about tapping and making the use of these skills in these individuals for economic advantage. Until we do that, we are only trying to make these boys to be broke, and they are available as thugs for the 2023 elections. We should be ashamed of ourselves that we can't legally make use of these sound human resources to our economic advancement. That's an interesting train of thought there, Melody. Okay. Back to my three. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Okay, my brother, I called back. Jacob promised for Rumo Demand.
Promise. 1 minute, please.
I still want to let the public to know that what the governor is doing is a voluntary thing, because it is the sole responsibility of the president, who is the chief of armed forces. If high rank officers are the ones doing this thing, as alleged, then it is the sole responsibility of the president as the chief of armed forces, and he is the petroleum minister as well. So what the governor is doing is a voluntary thing. In your local news this morning, I heard Chris Feinborn saying that Governor Wike should take responsibility for the suit that has ravaged River State for 6 years. I think that statement is laughable, my brother, because it is the sole responsibility of the federal government, the president himself. So what the governor is doing is just to protect the lives of the people in his state, just as he swore.
Oh, I promise.
That's to protect lives and property. So the public should see from that angle.
Oh, I promise. Thank you very much. We're strapped for time this morning. Jude, the only way the governor will succeed in the fight against illegal oil bunkering is not by giving local government chairman 20 million each, because most of them don't know the places where they use the money to flex themselves. If they are right or they are ready to fight, they will know how to get information. As I speak with you, vessels are loading seriously. We do have local government chairman there. Gift there. All right. Interesting. Good morning, Jude. 100,000, 150,000 a week for 1 month. Please do the math. I think whatever be outcome can get the same business started for anyone who's not lazy. Good morning, Jude. I realized that my kata is now clean without any black particles, unlike before. Okay, that seems to be welcome news. Good morning, Jude. Illegal bunkering alias bonfire has frustrated so many Nigerians, particularly in River State. Could inflict cancer, lung diseases, and cause scarcity of important seafood and fish. Yeah, I can make mention. People making money to the detriment of others is unacceptable. Clinton West with that comment. It is unacceptable. It shouldn't be tolerated. At all. All right, final caller, 923. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome, please.
Objective, what we're calling from Obaka.
Welcome.
I think the fight is, that the governor is actually carrying on this so far, I support it. But do you know the only way we can stop this? Because if you only fight those that are into the act, that's the people who produce it, you won't end it. Those who are selling it, if you get a product and you don't know who to buy it from, will you continue? I want you to, the government to understand that some filling stations are also into this. So when you are fighting, shouldn't be only those that are selling along the road. Go to the filling stations. When you get them, persecute them. There was a day I go to one of these dumps in Romolumini. You know that when they get this poor fire fuel from tankers, they go to this dump where they produce the real fuel. When they come and when the real tanker comes out, he will buy half of the tank of the poor fire, they will mix it up. I was privileged to be, to see it. I said, is it what is happening? So those filling stations that are selling this, and those who are long road, so that if you go and produce it, you don't see market, you don't see any buyer, we won't continue. So that will, I think, that will be one of the best options to tackle this poor fire business. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Good to hear from you. Let's get to messages now to wrap up this conversation. The clampdown in River State on artisanal refining processes and sites. Question we asked, is it targeting those who are supplying the chain, those who are bringing in the crude directly? All right, the crude oil supply is being targeted by this recent clampdown, or is there more to be yearned for, really? All right, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. That's where you find us. facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. That's where you find us. And also on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH, at NigeriaInfoPH. It would be good to get to read your comments on the subject matter. All right, I read a few messages here before we go on a break. Good morning, Jude. Illegal bunkering is not just the problem. The problem, like many people have said, those who are secretly getting the crude. I stand to be corrected. We should investigate all the oil companies. Interesting. It's very plausible. Very plausible.